Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're walking through the book of Acts, and we're in Acts chapter 16. Listen to what it says. Paul came also to Derbe and Lystra. A disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. He was well spoken of by the brothers at Lystra and Iconium, and Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they went on their way through the cities, they delivered to them for observation the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and elders who were in Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith, and they increased in numbers daily. Have you been amazed at God's grace and power that Luke has been putting on display in the book of Acts? So amazing that God's grace overcomes obstacles the enemy puts in our way. I'm amazed as I read the book of Acts at how the church continues to grow in the face of the obstacles and persecutions. We've seen Peter and John arrested and beaten numerous times, and the church grows. We've seen Stephen stoned because of his boldness and faith in Christ in the presence of Paul. And then Paul joins in the faith and becomes a bold witness himself. And now, here in our text, this young man Timothy joins Paul, investing his life fully into the mission of God, even being willing to be circumcised as a young man, not because he has to be, but because it will remove a cultural barrier to the gospel. But also think about this. Think about what happened the last time Paul was in this area. Paul was stoned, and he was dragged out of the city, and he was left for dead. In Paul's second letter to Timothy, he makes mention of how Timothy knew of all of his persecutions. So get this. Before Timothy joined up with Paul, Timothy was already aware of the obstacles and the pain and the hardships that come to those who invest fully into God's mission. But he also could not deny the grace and the peace and the joy and the satisfaction that overcomes the obstacles. And so I want you to notice a pattern with me. When we invest into the mission of God because of his grace, there will be obstacles. Sometimes those obstacles are there because we create them. Sometimes those obstacles are there because the enemy wants to scare and intimidate us. But notice the pattern. God overturns and overcomes the obstacles and oftentimes uses the obstacles to grow the church in faith and in numbers. Where obstacles and seeming setbacks and potential discouragements abound, God's grace and power and love abound even more. When you pray today, pray for Michael Poirier and his wife, Ruth, our missionaries in Canada. And also pray for the Dongme broadcast in the target area of Ghana.